Welcome to the Pink Persuader on Mental Health, a podcast exploring mental health through honest conversations and lived insights. Guys, welcome back. This is episode 2 of the Pink Persuader on Mental Health. I am your host, Dan, also known as the Pink Persuader. So, if you're joining us after episode 1, I am so glad to have you back. And if this is your first time tuning in, I encourage you to pause this episode and go back and listen to episode 1. It lays the groundwork for my journey from a man who struggled to talk about his mental health and becoming a mental health advocate and TikTok creator. And actually starting this podcast, which has been a journey for me, and I'm absolutely loving the response I've had so far from you guys that have listened. So thank you so much. My mission is to help reduce the stigma surrounding mental health discussions. Something that I've experienced firsthand, that, you know, that struggle of trying to talk about your emotions, trying to talk about depression, anxiety, and, you know, actually having those honest conversations with people to feel better about yourself. So today I wanted to dive in, go a little bit deeper into the organization. There you go. There's my messing my big words up again, guys. We're going to dive deeper into the organization that played a pivotal role in my journey. This organization is dedicated to helping men across the UK openly discuss their mental health. It's also, it's gone from being a small organization down here in Cornwall to now going UK wide. So there are more meetings available throughout the country. So it's starting to help a lot more people. I'm also going to share some valuable lessons I've learned along the way that I hope you will resonate with. So let's get started, shall we? Hope you're sitting comfortably, and if not, if you're listening to this podcast while you're out and about, then I hope you're not sitting comfortably, because otherwise you're going to be sat on the floor. So, who are Man Down, you may ask? Well, that is a fantastic question. Well, they are an organisation, an amazing organisation. Man Down is a non-profit community interest company that was founded down here in Cornwall, and they are doing some really important work. Man Down is all about supporting men who are navigating mental health challenges. They run informal talking groups that are peer-led across Cornwall and are now targeting the rest of the UK. As an attendee, let me tell you, these groups provide a safe and judgment-free space for men to come together and share their struggles and connect with others who really get what they're going through. I think we can all agree that talking about mental health can be tough, but especially for men. There's a lot of stigma out there, and that can make it hard to open up. But by fostering these open conversations, Man Down aims to break the stigma and tackle some of the serious issues, like reducing the number of male suicides, which are astronomical numbers, that, you know, 75% of all suicides are men. And that is a staggering statistic. So I'm going to talk a bit about what I found through Man Down, my personal experiences, how I felt going to meetings, the camaraderie, the ability to now talk about my mental health, the brotherhood, and what it has taught me. So we're gonna dive into it and just talk honestly and openly with you all. So I touched last time on in episode 1 about the first time I went to a Man Down meeting. And I'm going to go into that a bit more, because actually I think it's such an important conversation to have. Especially around going to your first Man Down meeting. If anyone in this audience or listeners is about to attend their first meeting for anything like this, it's a scary experience, and walking through the door is the hardest thing. So my first time, I was suffering with a massive amount of depression and anxiety after the birth of my second child. And I was really struggling at the time, and it was recommended to me to give Man Down a try. I'd done some research. I was skeptical because I was not a big idea of group therapy was my first thought. So, but I said I'd give it a go to try and help me. I needed something at the time that wasn't just medication. So I found the location and I drove over there. The parking was down the road. Probably a good 100 metres, 200 metres down the road. And I got out of the car and I'm all psyched up. I'm psyching myself up, ready to go. And I'm walking up the road and I'm feeling anxious. And I'm turning around and I'm like, no, I can't do this. But I did. And I probably had this conversation with myself three times, going up and down the road. Eventually, I walked into the reception of the location, which at the time was a hotel. So imagine my anxiety walking into a hotel to go up to a reception and go, excuse me, where's the men's mental health meeting? Thankfully, they were lovely people. And I went in and settled into a room full of men who were just like me. Of different age groups, different, social styles, and everyone was different, but we were all the same. We were all there for the same reason. So I was greeted by a lovely chap who has become a very good friend of mine, who was the facilitator for this group, and he made me feel so welcome. And when he started the meeting, he sat there and he went, who would like to start today? And everyone was quiet. And I looked around and I just said, go on, I'll go. And I started talking and I started explaining why I was there and what I was feeling and the way I'd been for months. And covering a lot of the issues that I hadn't ever really opened up about to anyone. And I tell you what, it felt great. People listened. People offered me advice. People offered me coping tools. People spoke to me like I was a human being. I wasn't some weirdo who was broken. I was spoken to like a human being, and I tell you what, it felt amazing. I couldn't believe the difference and the buzz I felt walking away from that meeting that night, having spent 2 hours among other men who had been struggling with their mental health and had helped me, and I can't remember if I managed to help anyone else that night, but it was an amazing experience, and actually from then on it became my 2 weekly routine to make sure I attended a meeting. And it was fantastic, the support I made. And that leads me on to the friendships that formed, especially in the first group I went to, which was in Newquay. And due to confidentiality, I will not mention any names or anything personal to anyone else. These are all my stories. But along this journey of, I think it was 3 years with the group in Newquay, I made some absolutely amazing friends. Friends who I class as brothers, because actually we went through something and we've got a shared experience that no one else can understand, because actually we had gone into this room of men and we just talked and we knew things that actually probably some of our closest friends and families didn't know about us. We had shared that with each other. in a safe space. No one judged us. No, there was no one to judge you. There was no one to sit there and say, you're a weirdo because you feel this way. You're not man enough because you're crying. You're not man enough because you feel this way. And honestly, those friendships, I've still got those friendships years down the line. I still talk to the guys that I don't see every week now because I go to a different group. But I've made friends at a different group because of my timings and my schedules. I've now made friends that are going to stay with me for probably my whole life because we all have that shared life experience. We haven't exactly all been through exactly the same thing, but we've all suffered and we've all shared that detail and that suffering with each other. And we've been there and supported each other through the tears, the anger and everything. And honestly, I've made some amazing friends and can't thank the guys enough that I've met. And I can't thank Man Down enough. Because actually, what Man Down has done for me it's given me the ability to talk about my mental health. Not just the friendships I've made, the people I've met, the people I've supported, the people who've supported me. It's given me the ability to talk to other people about my mental health. And do you know what? I've struggled with my mental health and I've struggled with talking about it at different points in my life. But now, honestly, if it hadn't been for Man Down, would I be a content creator, creating content about mental health, talking about my own mental health and trying to support other people? I don't think I would. I wouldn't have that confidence to talk about my mental health in such an open way, because actually it's a scary thing to do, guys. And I never thought for 4.5 years, about nearly coming up for 5 years ago when I first walked into a mental health, my first Man Down meeting, did I think that I would be on a podcast talking about my mental health to God knows how many strangers or friends that listen to this podcast? The whole internet can hear me at the moment. I wouldn't have had that conversation if it wasn't for Man Down. I couldn't do this if it wasn't for the confidence I'd found talking about my mental health through Man Down. And it's something that I think is the main goal of Man Down is to reduce male suicides throughout the UK, which is fantastic. And I think they are making great headways in that. But for me, the ability to talk about my mental health has changed the way I view things, the way I look at my life, at the things I can do. I've gone from being an engineer since I went to Man Down to now being a support worker, working with young people, and I'm trying to help them now. And actually, would I have done that if I hadn't gone to Man Down and supported any other men? I don't think I would have, because actually I didn't get that feeling of helping others until I started going there. And it really opened my eyes to what I wanted to do with my life. It's crazy that just 2 hours every 2 weeks sitting in a room talking to other people that are just like you, but not like you, can really just help change your life so much. You know, I can't say much more. Like, it's actually, I am so thankful for what Man Down has given me, for what it's given men of Cornwall and now the UK. And I always recommend Man Down to men that are struggling, which I think is a fantastic opportunity. If you've got a group near you, please try it out, because actually, it's a brotherhood. It's it's amazing what you can find through these groups, is that you find brothers in arms that will be with you, that will support you without judgment, without any sort of I can't even think of the word sometimes. So there's no judgment. You know, they just listen and they help. And I've learned so much through the years of going to Man Down. Some of the coping strategies that I've learned, talking about things is a coping strategy. And I've never been so open about my mental health until now. And honestly, I think I am the most open I have ever been at this very point of recording this podcast. It's crazy. I think to be thinking that I'm talking about moments in my life that were dark. I'm not ashamed to say that Man Down has saved me. There have been days, weeks and months where the black dog of depression has come down on me. I have self-harmed. I have wanted to take my own life. I didn't want to be here anymore. And if it wasn't for Man Down, I don't think I would be here. And that's the real crux of this, guys, is that this is not just a group of people coming together and talking. It's saving lives, because actually what I've found is a brotherhood of men and warriors and people that have come together to support people that actually they don't know, that they may never have met in their life, but they still go there and they help. And they will sit there and they'll listen and go, yeah, dude, I'm here with you. I've got your back. And how amazing can that feel, just from a complete stranger? And yeah, I can feel myself choking up a little bit and feeling a little bit heavy on this situation. But that's only because of the amazing things that I think of Man Down and the things I've achieved because of this amazing organization. The fact that I have sat here and spoke about them for the last 18 minutes, I think that's a testament to how I feel and everything that has gone on. For me, Man Down has, changed my life. And I sound like a broken record, but I have spoken to a few other members of the groups. A couple of facilitators have offered to come and speak to me on this podcast, which will be amazing, to have some great men who volunteer their time. And let me say this now. All the facilitators at Man Down are volunteers. They are not trained therapists. They are not doctors. They are just other men that have been through their mental illness and they want to help others with theirs. So I think each and every one of them is an amazing person. Each facilitator, each volunteer, each man that has raised money or organises stuff for Man Down, helped keep the whole thing going. They are absolutely amazing, amazing people. And hopefully we can have some guys here to chat to us soon, which will be absolutely fantastic. I really look forward to that. But what can I say? I think I've covered as much as probably I could in this 25, 30 minutes of podcast that I am trying to cover. Some of you may notice that actually as much as I said this is a monthly podcast, I'm actually a little bit early releasing this. And that is because a friend of mine actually he's running the London Marathon this year. And actually on recording this on a Wednesday, he will be doing it in about 4 or 5 days time on the Sunday, whatever it is. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days. So 4 days away, he's running the Plymouth. I'm getting all flustered. He's running the London Marathon, actually raising money for a great organisation called We Are With You, who help with rehabilitation, with addiction. So fantastic guy, great cause. And I want to wish him the best of luck because he actually said he was going to listen to this podcast during the marathon. So Ross, I want to wish you all the best of luck, and I hope that my ramblings, I want to call them, my views, my opinions, I hope that they have got you through 20, 30 minutes of pain that you're probably going through at the time. So that is a big shout out to Ross. So, really, as we come to the end of episode 2, if you know someone out there and a man that could do with a little support, maybe they need someone to help them talk through their problems, help them start vocalizing some of the issues that they're going through rather than bottling them up, then maybe have a look for the Man Down website. You can Google Man Down Supporting Men's Mental Health and you'll find the website. And on there is a list of dates and locations. Please check out if there's a location near you. If not, if there's not a location near you, maybe you know a man that would be great to help. To maybe start a group in your local area. That would be amazing. So let's hope that we can get a Man Down meeting in every city in the UK. Let's make Man Down accessible to the men of the UK. And let's hope that it can help other men like it's helped me. Like it's helped countless men in the UK. It's been a hell of a journey. And as we sit right now, I will be running the Plymouth Half Marathon in about 2.5 weeks to raise money for Man Down. Currently, that fundraiser is sat at £1,222. And that is a phenomenal amount, and that's going to help massively. So anyone that is listening to this podcast that has donated to my fundraiser or has listened to me on TikTok and given me a gift on TikTok, you've helped with that and you are helping men's mental health in a massive way. And as always, guys, I just want to remind you, you are not alone. If you are listening to this podcast right now, you are not alone. Together, we can end the silence around mental health and save lives. It's all about creating that community and connection. So that's that for this month's podcast, guys. I'm thankful that you've come back. I'm thankful that for anyone that is downloading this podcast and listening to my ramblings. I appreciate each and every one of you. But next month, we will be bringing in our very first guest to the Pink Persuader on mental health. So we will be welcoming my best friend, Dennis Levy, who is a double amputee who has suffered with PTSD. He is also autistic and ADHD. So we are going to have a great conversation around some of the coping strategies he's learned, some of the ways he has coped with his mental health. And we're going to learn, you know, a different perspective to mine. So please join me for that. And as always, guys, I just want to say much love and be more kind. Be more kind to yourselves and be more kind to everyone else. And stay pink and stay positive. See you next time.